There's the school bell. Don't be late. It's time for another class session of the Warren County Radio Bible School. What you need to do is go get your Bible and pull up a chair and turn up the radio and then pay intent attention to what we're going to cover in this class today. This is class number 62, and we're in the midst of a lesson that E.A. Elam wrote in Elam's Notes for June 18th, 1922. That was a Sunday. So this is a Sunday school lesson for June 18th, 1922. And we're talking about the downfall of Judah as it is recorded for us in 2 Kings chapter 25. You may want to turn to 2 Kings chapter 25, but put your finger there and turn also to Jeremiah chapter 23, and then be ready in a few moments to follow me into the book of Lamentations. So while you're getting your Bible and opening it to these passages, and I'll remind you of them in just a moment, let me tell you this. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of the assemblies of the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this Bible school. And as I have simply stated before, our teacher is a preacher that has now passed on to his reward, E.A. Elam. While he was alive, in his senior years, he spent his time writing Sunday school lessons to be used in the churches. They came down to us in printed form, and we have them bound in little booklets called Elam's Notes. And I'm going to be reading and looking at Elam's Notes for the Sunday school lesson of June 18th, 1922. You see, Judah fell because of their sin. Now, they had been warned by the prophets about this, but they did not heed the warning. And among the things that they did are mentioned by Jeremiah in Jeremiah 23. And let me read this, verses 9 through 15 of Jeremiah 23, concerning the prophets. My heart within me is broken, and all my bones shake. I'm like a drunken man, and like a man whom wine hath overcome, because of Jehovah, and because of his holy words. For the land is full of adulterers, and because of swearing in the land, mourneth. The pastures in the wilderness are dried up, and their course is evil, and their might is not right. For both prophet and priest are profane. Yea, even in my house have I found the wickedness of Jehovah, whereof their way shall be unto them as slippery places in the darkness. They shall be driven on and fall therein, and I will bring evil upon them, even the year of their visitation, saith Jehovah. And I have seen the folly in the prophets of Samaria. They prophesied by Baal and caused my people Israel to sin. In the prophets of Jerusalem also, I have seen a horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies, and they strengthen the hands of evildoers, so that none doth return from his wickedness. They are all of them but come unto me as Sodom, and the inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah. Therefore thus saith Jehovah of hosts concerning the prophets, behold, I will feed them with wormwood, and make them drink the water of gall. For from the prophets of Jerusalem is ungodliness gone forth into all of the land. Against all these abominations and transgressions of his people, God warned them through his prophets, rising up early and sending them, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. God knew what fearful destruction in the many and repeated sins of his people were leading them to, and in great compassion and mercy he continually warned and persuaded them if by any means he could save them. But the people mocked the messengers of God. They killed Uriah and beat and imprisoned and sought at times to kill Jeremiah. They despised the word of God and scoffed at his prophets until his wrath arose against them without remedy. Nebuchadnezzar went against Jerusalem in the fourth year of the reign of Jehoiakim. It was then the captivity began. The Chaldeans put Jehoiakim in chains for the purpose of carrying him to Babylon. But it seems Nebuchadnezzar changed his purpose and retained him as king. Nebuchadnezzar went against Jerusalem again in the reign of Jehoiachin when the second captivity took place. The siege of this lesson began on the 10th day of the 10th month of the 9th year of the reign of Zedekiah and continued into the 9th day of the 4th month of the 11th year of his reign, 18 months. During this siege, there was a short cessation when the Chaldeans went to fight back the Egyptians. But during that time, there was no bread for the people of the land. The inhabitants of Jerusalem were reduced to the sorest famine and great suffering. The book of Lamentations describes the horror of this famine and the great desolation of this siege. I want to read to you how horrible that was from the book of Lamentations. And we're going to read the words of the mournful prophet from Lamentation chapter 2 and verse 11 and 12. Here the old singer said, "Mine eyes do fail with tears, and my heart is troubled. My liver is poured upon the earth because of the destruction of the daughter of my people, because the young children and the sucklings swoon in the streets of the city. They say to their mothers, 'Where is grain and wine?' They have swooned as the wounded in the streets of the city when their soul is poured out into their mother's bosom." In verses 20 and 21, we hear, "See, O Jehovah, and behold to whom thou hast done this. Shall the women eat their fruit, the children that are dwaddled in the hands? Shall the priests and the prophets be slain in the sanctuary of the Lord? The young and the old man lie on the ground in the streets. My virgins and my young men are fallen by the sword. Thou hast slain them in the day of thine anger. Thou hast slaughtered and not pitied." And then Jeremiah chapter 4, verses 6 through 10. "For the iniquity of the daughter of my people is greater than the sin of Sodom, that was overthrown as in a moment, and no hands were laid upon her. Her nobles were purer than snow. They were whiter than milk. They were more ruddy in body than rubies. Their polishing was of sapphire. Their visage is blacker than a coal. They are not known in the streets. Their skin cleaveth to their bones. It is withered. It has become like a stick. They that are slain with the sword are better than they that are slain with hunger. For these pine away, stricken through for want of the fruits of the field. The hands of the pitiful women have boiled their own children. They were their food in the destruction of the daughter of my people." All the wrath of God against his people for the sin was surely a frightening thing. In order to avoid all this suffering, Jeremiah long beforehand advised submission to the Chaldeans. Before his wise counsel, he was persecuted. When God's people were obedient to him, He advised them not to submit to heathen nations and always gave them the victory over their enemies. But now the greatest mercy he could show them was to advise submission. At this time, the complete downfall of the nation and the destruction of the city came. It seems from Jeremiah 33, verse 4, that houses within Jerusalem were torn down to strengthen the walls of the city, weakened by the enemy's battering rams, but to no avail. A breach was finally made in the wall. All the princes of the king of Babylon came and sat in the middle gate. From 2 Samuel 18:24, it seems that there were two gates to the entrance, an outer and an inner gate. The inner gate may be the middle gate. Well, I cannot say. It had been declared that the Chaldeans would be gathered in the midst of the city, Jeremiah 21 and verse 4. When Zedekiah and his men of war saw these officers and generals of the Chaldean army sitting in the middle gate, probably holding a conference as to how to proceed, they fled out of the city by night. They went by the way of the king's garden, through the gate betwixt the two walls, Jeremiah 52 and verse 7. 2 Chronicles 32:5 tells of the two walls. Zedekiah went by the way of the Arbar. The Authorized Version says, the plain, where the American Revised Version says, the Arba. This was the depression of the Jordan River Valley. Zedekiah and his men, having left the city, went toward Jericho, doubtless hoping to cross the Jordan to escape arrest. But the army of the Chaldeans pursued after them and overtook Zedekiah on the plains of Jericho. His army had scattered and left, 2 Kings 25 and verse 5. Having arrested Zedekiah, the Chaldeans took him to Nebuchadnezzar, to Riblah, in the land of Hamath, and Nebuchadnezzar gave judgment upon him. 2 Kings 25, 6 through 7, the judgment that was Zedekiah's son should be slain at Riblah before his eyes. Also, all the nobles of Judah were slain in Riblah, Jeremiah 52 and verse 10. In Jerusalem also, the young men were slain with the sword in the house of their sanctuary, where they had gone for refuge. No compassion was shown to the young men, or to the virgin, the old man, or the hoary-headed, 2 Chronicles 36 and verse 17. The further judgment was that Zedekiah's eyes should be put out, and he should be bound in fetters and carried to Babylon. The last thing his eyes beheld was the death agonies of his sons and nobles. A horrible picture for a blind man to the end of his life. Ezekiel 12 and verse 13 prophesied that Zedekiah should be carried to Babylon to the land of the Chaldeans, yet he shall not see it, though he shall die there. Jeremiah 32:3-5 said that Zedekiah should not escape out of the hands of the Chaldeans, but would surely be captured and should speak mouth to mouth with Nebuchadnezzar and should look into his eyes. Zedekiah's eyes did look into Nebuchadnezzar's eyes. This was done at Riblah, when Zedekiah, blinded, was carried to Babylon. And hence, although there, he saw not the city, exactly as the prophets had said, and exactly as they had warned. And the people were taken captives to Babylon. 2 Kings 25, 8 through 10. The temple was again robbed, and everything was left after the former spoiling was carried to Babylon. A description of the things is given in Jeremiah 52, 17 through 23. The king's house and all the houses of the princes were robbed, and all their treasures. The king's house, the temple, and all the palaces of the city were burned, and all the godly vessels not removed to Babylon were destroyed, and the walls of the city were broken down. And all this came to pass as Jeremiah had foretold. We're going to have to end the class session at this time, and we're almost through with this lesson, but not quite. We're going to continue this lesson at the next class session and have a quick review of where we have been about Judah's prosperity and adversity. And then we're going to go to the third quarter that begins July 2nd.